Hello everyone, how are you? This week, I am going to teach you a few phrases on how to sound like a native speaker. I will give you two examples for each phrase. The first one is, you don't say. It is an expression used to convey a sense of surprise or disbelief at something that has been said. It is often used sarcastically to suggest that the speaker already knew what was said. Example 1. Person A. Did you hear that it is going to rain tomorrow? Person B. You don't say. I guess I should pack an umbrella. Example 2. Person A. I just found out that the movie we want to see is sold out. Person B. You don't say. Well, maybe we can watch a different movie instead. Number 2. The second phrase is, tell me about it. It is an expression used to express agreement or empathy with someone who is describing a frustrating or difficult situation. It suggests that the speaker has been through a similar experience and understands how the other person feels. Example 1. Person A. I have been waiting in line for 2 hours to buy tickets. Person B. Tell me about it. I waited in line for 3 hours last week. Example 2. Person A. I can't believe how hard it is to find a job right now. Person B. Tell me about it. I have been applying to dozens of places and haven't heard back from anyone. The third phrase is, I'm losing it. It is an expression used to describe someone who is becoming increasingly frustrated, overwhelmed, or stressed out. It suggests that the person is struggling to keep their emotions under control. Example 1. Person A. I have so much work to do and not enough time to do it. Person B. I know, it's really stressful. You seem like you are losing it a little. Example 2. Person A. I can't find my keys anywhere and I'm going to be late for my appointment. Person B. Take a deep breath. You don't want to lose it over something small like this. The fourth phrase is, you tell me. You tell me can be used to express agreement or emphasize that the speaker shares the same sentiment as the other person. It implies that the other person has made a valid point or observation, and the speaker is asking them to elaborate or offer their opinion. Example 1. Person A. I heard the new restaurant downtown has amazing food. Person B. You tell me, I have been meaning to try it out, but haven't had the chance yet. Example 2. Person A. I think we should leave early to avoid the traffic. Person B. You tell me, you know the roads around here better than I do. The fifth phrase is, have a beef with someone. It is an idiom used to describe a situation where someone has a strong disagreement or grievance with another person. It suggests that there is a conflict or a tension between the two individuals. Example 1. A. Why are you avoiding Sarah? Person B. I have a beef with her. She said some things that really upset me. Example 2. Person A. Why did you quit your job at the restaurant? Person B. I had a beef with the owner. He was always micromanaging me, and I couldn't take it anymore. Thank you for listening.